here is Clara Kent.
And all my people tell me chill out. They tell me relax, you're pushing yourself too fast. I got this fire in my soul telling me get stuff done. Can't wait for no one, I don't even wait for myself. When you're carrying baggage, moving helps. As soon as I stop to take a moment, then the weight is felt. As soon as I stop to take a moment, then the weight is felt. Maybe if I would be honest, I would free myself. Or maybe if I allowed loving, I would see myself. As soon as I stop to take a moment, simply put my dear, just be clear and have no fear. Be simply put, my dear, just be clear and have no fear. Be here. Yeah. What am I missing?
And that was Clarity.
And welcome, Clarity from Clara. This is fun for me because the four of us have barely met. And so I'm eager to get to know more about you. And it's my preference to always do it, to get to know each other now, live, on the radio, when other people are getting to know you too. So tell me about yourself, Clara.
Okay. Well, my name is Clara Kent. I'm a part of Tribe Eternal Music Group. I am a singer, songwriter, and MC. I've been doing music for quite some time, over a decade. And I'm from Homewood, too.
I was just going to ask you where you're from.
I'm from Homewood, East Side. And I grew up in a very, very musically influenced house. My mom used to play records and paint huge murals on the walls, and like I paint too, so it's something that I first dove into in the scene in Pittsburgh, like in 2016, and then I started doing music again.
What were you listening to growing up? What was your mom playing?
Definitely a lot of variety, so anything between like soft rock, like America and Seals and Crofts, and then she would put on Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye, and then more contemporary, more modern, like Mary J. Blige, and just mixed it up a lot. So I was influenced by a lot. And I always looked at soul music as like the core of who I am, and I like to add different genres to it.
It really shows as you sing, because you're singing, can't really put my finger on it, but there's a lot of composition going as you sing, and I'm sure you never sing the same song the same way twice. At least that's my guess.
I like to play around.
Yeah, that's a compliment. So who are these folks you have with us? We could get to know them.
Yes, my fam. So this is Dan. He plays bass. Say hi, Dan.
Hey.
And Dan, you've got a 6-string bass, which is unusual. Tell me about
really
that instrument.
Well, I started playing the bass a few years back, and the guitar player over there, Dave, gave me my first full-size bass, and then my dad got me the 6-string bass for my birthday, so I learned that.
That's great. Where are you from originally?
I was born down like DC area, but I came up here real young, so I think I'm a Pittsburgher.
Well, that's good. You count. How long have you been in Pittsburgh now?
A solid 18 years.
Yeah, that'll do it. How did you two meet?
Really through Dave, right?
Dave is the one that brings you
all together.
How you doing?
Hey, Dave. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Penn Hills. I've been here my whole life. I met Clara through a mutual friend. Actually, I guess my brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's true.
Not at the time, but he used to do music. Well, he still does do music with them. His name's Kev. Mm-hmm. And he called me one day saying that they were interested in getting a live band to do their shows with, and they were out a bass player. So they called me, and we started playing, I guess, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half. It's crazy.
Yeah, and as the band kind of merged, I guess, like, now I'm the music director, and I brought on Kat and Dan.
You're the dad of the group.
He's the dad. He doesn't want to be, but he is, and he has to deal with it.
Are you the you don't have to tell me your age, but are you the oldest in the group?
No.
Wow. Wow. He jumped on that. Jumped on that right away. And then we have the woman without a microphone, but we're going to share. She's also playing guitar. Kat, how are you?
I'm good.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I've been playing guitar for, I think, 7 years now. And I don't know. I play a little bit of everything. But.
And are you from this area as well, Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm from like Verona area.
Uh-huh.
Dan's actually my brother, so... I don't know if you could tell.
And they put, I couldn't tell. They put Clara in between you two. Yeah. Which one of you is older?
I'm older.
Okay. Not that I, I'm talking about age so much. But now that I look at it, you got similar smiles. But seem like happy people, too.
Yeah.
And you just all kind of came together through Dave? Is that, like, how did this... come
I guess
about
it was like
or Daniel
lounge.
I'm sorry or no Dave I got Dave right
yeah
it Daniel was, and Dave
we met Dave in high school though really
yeah
we've all been like friends since like 14
yeah mm-hmm.
yeah we had a really interesting
oh my
metal
God.
Band
were you part of this Clara a part of the metal
no.
band no
they met me through Flow Lounge because we had a lounge and we used to have events there all the time. And then one of the events we had frequently was Writings on the Wall, and we like to play live. So we were looking for like people to consistently work with Tribe Eternal when we did our set. And Dave came through, and then it was Kat and Dan, and then boom.
And now we're all family.
Yeah.
How about that? We sound great together, and it's not easy to do. You are backing... I mean, to support the lyrics and what you're doing. I want to talk to you more about writing after your next song.
Okay.
But trying to synthesize this all at one time live is not the easiest thing to do. A lot of people do it very differently.
Yeah, that's true.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Clara Kent. We began with Clarity. And what's the next song you'd like to do?
The next one is called I Don't Feel Like It. Don't feel like it, no, I don't. Messing with nobody today, and I know that I don't owe you a darn thing, okay? I don't feel like messing with nobody today, and I know that I don't owe you a darn thing, okay? I don't wanna talk to nobody, especially you. My people, they be yapping too much, be saying nothing about something that ain't nothing. Who you think you're fooling?
Got all this knowledge, no solutions. You're such a nuisance, you're clueless. Shut the front door. Talking politics, isms, and such. Can't even reflect. The answers are within. Keep it simple, then you'll begin to develop growing God within. Man, I ain't perfect, just observing, but I gotta do. Cause I need some solitude. I don't feel like messing with nobody today. And I know that I don't owe you a darn thing, okay? I don't feel like messing with nobody today. I know that I don't owe you a darn thing, okay? So much on my heart, my soul. There's the weight of 10 tons stored. Just need some time to unfold. Keep things unsaid, I hold. There's so much on my heart, my soul. There's the weight of 10 tons stored. I just need some time to unfold. Can't bear this to no one. I don't feel like messing with nobody today. I know that I don't owe you a darn thing, okay? I don't feel like, no, I don't feel like, I don't feel like, yeah, I don't feel like.
What a beautiful song. These songs just flow right out of you. Tell me, tell me how they come to you, how you write, if you have a process.
Oh, yeah. My process is being authentic with how I'm feeling. Because for me, since I was very young, I've always wrote songs. Like, I don't remember a time I didn't write songs.
Do you think when you were 3 or 4 you were writing songs? Or
my mom used to tell me, like, all day all you would do is sing. I would just stand on the table and just sing. Not even songs I knew, just like songs would be playing, like especially if a Nina Simone record was on, and I would sing over it a completely different song that no one else. She was like, stop doing that. Because I always was inspired and I would want to write songs, whether freestyling or write them down. And so for me, it's really how I express my true self.
Yeah. And you're unable to detect this as you listen, unless you're really, really good. But you're moving your hands as you're. No, I was going to say, if you're listening as a listener, you would really have to be insightful to know how you're moving as you sing. Yeah. And kind of, I don't know if I'd call it dancing, just emoting, you know, with the music, with your hands and with your expression. You are really good too, by the way. But I mean, people to detect that over. I think it does come through actually as you're singing that you're very much at one with what you're doing. Do you find yourself writing most days or? I'm just curious how your songs come into being, and you might not be able to describe it that easily.
It's I guess the best way I can say it is, like, when you have a feeling, like for me, I always feel things intensely in the center of my chest. I always call it my heart space. So I try to be as authentic as I can when I'm writing, and I just allow myself to completely embody the emotion. And then I just sing out loud and I record myself. And then I'll go through and shape it and polish it with writing. But that's how I've always written my songs.
So you'll get that idea from just straight from the heart or gut. And there's something that's really gnawing at you and impacting you. And then build from there. A lot of your songs, to me, the ones you've sung at least so far today, have been really mellow.
Yeah.
And do you typically stay in that kind of mood and tone, or
sometimes?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I would imagine it varies a little bit.
Yeah, like recently, I just finished writing another project that I plan to release next year. It is not mellow. It has maybe like two mellow songs on it, but it's a little more in the very loud bracket. Like it's more like expressive. I'm rapping a little bit more on it. It still comes from the same space. It's still genuine, authentic, but it's not as mellow as Aura is. Aura is very mellow and very like, you know, I'm coming into being, I'm seeing things, and this is how I feel. It's flowy and vibey.
Yeah, coming in the focus.
This one has a lot more like drums. It's still melodic because I love melodies. That's my, I can't let go of that. But
I think rap gets a bad, gets bad rap sometimes.
Yeah, mainstream happens.
I was curious. What do you think would surprise folks that don't know rap very well, or some of the misconceptions? I mean, I think one is that all rap is full of negative images, which is not the case. I mean, are there other things that you, because I'm often wondering how to open up people's minds to listening more.
There's a big stream of artists that are coming out that are making extremely well put together pieces of work that actually can be played with a band. And a lot of people don't know that. They're used to hearing a lot of people do beats with the computer.
Yeah.
So it's like very repetitive. And it's fun, but it's excessive right now. But there's a lot of people that actually have nice dynamics, transitions, and they actually pay attention to the mood of the music more than just like constantly like beating you over the head with the same, you know, pattern over and over again. But I would open people up to looking into people like, I guess like one of the people that comes into my head is like Saba. There's Benji. He's a local artist. He's really dope. People in our group, like Bilal Abbey, he does a lot of work that's really dynamic and warm and cool. There's a whole bunch of artists in the city alone that people should look into.
It's good to know. I hope more people will do that. You mentioned Nina Simone a number of times, who's one of my favorites. I love Nina Simone.
I really love her.
And you know, I haven't seen the movie. There's a movie on her life.
On Netflix.
Yeah, and I haven't. It's kind of like I don't want somebody to sort it out for me. I would rather just have Nina Simone to my own self right now.
It's just, I was actually watching her live. I think it was at the, it was in France, and it was, she was singing Feelings, which is one of my favorites, and then she did Stars, and those two live, like how she just was so personal and just like talking to the audience. She was like, sit down.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she, you know, had a lot of different moods and variations.
Yeah.
She was nominated, what's the word? When you not only nominated but placed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
and it took forever.
Year. Yeah, it sure did. Did you see the ceremonies?
No, I didn't see it.
It's rare that I recommend something like this as like an award show. The ceremony, and I'm sure it's available either on YouTube. It probably is on YouTube. Her indoctrination into the Hall of Fame. Was amazing. The historic footage they showed of her, the tribute footage they showed. I'm getting chills describing it to you. It was really, really something.
I gotta watch that. I love her. Sade is one of my favorites. Like, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill. Yes. Like, I love them.
So. And Clara Kent, who's here. You've got a couple more songs to do, I think, right?
Yeah.
And so let's have you do the next one. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade in Pittsburgh, by the way. Thanks for doing that. Mm-hmm. After your next song, we'll just spread a little bit more love to these instrument players beside you. We'll
maybe learn what makes brothers and sisters fight when they're young.
Or
what life in Penn Hills is like. Thank you for joining us today. You can see a picture of the group up on our Facebook page. What are you going to do next?
Oh, the next song we're going to do is called Sold.
That was beautiful, too. Have you, recorded much so that folks can get copies of these songs?
Yes, I actually have the whole album available on all streaming services. If you look it up as Clara Kent on Spotify, Apple Music, anything, you'll find Aura, and all of the songs are on there. Now, they're not acoustic, They do have, like, instrumentation. The person that made the beats is Yarell Tiffsom. He does more, like, soulful, vibey, lo-fi production. So that's why it was kind of easy to translate into, like, live music.
Excellent. Yeah. Listen for those. I'm kind of curious to hear what those sound like.
Yeah.
Done a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So what about playing out live? Can folks come and hear you anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I guess the next gig I have is the Fresh Brew Fest. That's August 11th, and I'm at 6:30. I think if you find... Actually, just follow me on Facebook. I have literally all of my shows on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's we just linked to Clara Kent. You can go up there and find her, but Clara Kent's pretty easy to find on your own. So you guys seem really joyful as you play with her. I'm watching you play. I also imagine you have other musical endeavors too, and I was just curious, do you have other stuff going on you want to talk about, Daniel?
Yeah, sure. I just really love music in general. It is so fun playing with Clara. I love the feel and the vibe of everything. I do play with a few different groups and whatnot. Like, I play with, like, a little rock group by the name of Royce. And then I'm playing in this little funk band called Friends of Funk Experience. It's a bunch of old guys. I'm, like, the young guy. yeah, I play with my buddy Johnny Walker.
Enjoy that.
Well, yeah.
Enjoy that while that lasts, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy my youth as much as I can.
Johnny was here not too long ago.
Oh, is that right?
On the radio. I think he came by himself, if I remember.
Yeah, probably. But he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Tell me about the funk band again. It's called, what's its name?
It's called Friends of Funk Experience.
Okay. And they're all, like, old.
Yeah, like, they're, like, my dad's age.
Okay.
And up.
So. Okay. Well, that's all right.
Well, actually, you know what? Dave, he's in it too, so...
I'm not that old.
Yeah. All right, so everybody except for Dave and me is old.
Okay. Tell me more. So you're in that group too?
Yeah. 2 years now?
Something like that.
So, yeah, something.
And what's your... Are you doing covers or originals?
Mostly originals. We do some covers, but mainly we try to put out our own stuff as much as possible.
But sort of an old school kind of sound?
Yeah, like older funk art and R&B. So like more like Chic type of style.
It's like cookout jams.
Like Parliament, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, Billy Bass Nelson was a member of it for a little while back. And he started the band. And
isn't that crazy? And then they ended up with me. Like,
So, and are you doing anything else musically in addition?
Mostly just these two groups, FOF Experience and Tribe Eternal. I do direct a wedding band on occasion. We don't really have a name. We're just a wedding band. We do the dinner parties and stuff like that. But other than that, this is mostly what I spend my time with musically.
Okay, so the wedding band's playing, and a guest at the wedding insists on coming up and singing with the wedding band. Okay. How do you handle it?
It depends on how intoxicated that person is. It's only happened once, but they took the mic and it was wireless. So you just kind of like, all right, shut it off and do just straight instruments, no vocals.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
And yeah.
I hear that happens quite a lot from my friends who direct wedding bands or who make pretty much a living doing nothing but playing at weddings. And then it could really end up kind of ruining the reception, too.
Yeah. As far as I've been doing it, like I've only, as far as directing, I've only done like 3 or 4 so far. But, and they're mostly like only one wedding, 3 like birthday parties or dinner parties. And it's like usually really chill. But there's always at least one guy who walks up. He's like, hey, man, do you guys know like Candy by? Yeah. I was like, no.
Do you know Proud Mary, you know, or something?
They're like, because I can sing that one if you guys let me up here. It's like, oh, you know, you should ask the person whose party this is. Find them somewhere.
There was that one time whenever me and Caitlin, we were down in Market Square, and this guy came up while we were playing and like asked for the mic. It was like during a song too, so crazy. And then we were like, "What do you want to say?" He was like, "I don't know yet." And we're like, "Get out of here, dude!"
See, he just sort of gave me this thought. It's like there's probably exactly enough barriers in the world, but there's just some place where they need to be moved to, right. And some place where they need to be moved from. You know, I can think of a lot of barriers I'd like to knock down, but probably Market Square. You know, you want this little force shield around you as you're playing.
Well, they just gave us this giant head. There was only like three of us playing. Right?
Come a little closer. Yeah,
there was only like three of us. So they gave us this huge blue tent, and people just felt like they could walk through it because there was all this space. So we had people walking through, asking us to, like just talking to us in the middle of songs. I'm like, look, I can't talk to you right now.
How long you been playing that? Like, what?
I understand exactly what that can be like in certain – it's not so much today, and there are days here at the museum where we'll have the doors open, and – we're doing a radio program, and people just kind of walk in and think we're an exhibit and want to, like, knock on me and, like, is he real?
That's crazy.
It's kind of like a zoo exhibit, except the food isn't as good.
There's a radio man. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Kat, we didn't ask, are you playing anywhere, like, in other groups or doing anything else creatively?
I play with Clara and Tribe. I'm in another band called Level Up. We're newer, but we do, like, all kinds of events, actually.
That's great. What's weddings. The music like?
It's, like, R&B, soul-type music. We do a little bit of hip-hop.
Excellent. It'd be fun to have have them down or any of your other groups. We had to work through that too. It's great to have you with Clara. You four are really a nice unit together. It's good to hear you. This is going to be our last chance to really talk. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that I might have missed?
Not really.
Well, that's good.
Go to tribeeternal.com.
Okay, tribeeternal.com. No true confessions or anything.
No.
Okay, that's
probably. I got a confession.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
I love everybody.
I love y'all too, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Me too.
Oh, man.
I think Dave loves you too, even though you made him 20 years older than he is. Right.
Me and Dave's relationship is so love-hate.
Yes, I hate all of you.
That's because he almost burned his house down trying to boil fries or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. They didn't specify how long it takes.
He put the grease on for 45 minutes and then put two fries in it.
They didn't say how long it takes to heat it up.
This is after he claimed the whole time, I know how to cook. I can make French fries. And I'm like, okay.
No, you don't.
And you caused a fire with the fire department and everything?
No,
we definitely got it under control.
I threw the fries in, though, and the grease popped up and hit me right next to my eye.
That's what happens when you keep it on for that long before you put fries in.
This is the type of stuff that happens at
Join us again for Dave and Daniel Weekly. I like this.
we're going to make a podcast eventually.
I like it.
If we could ever actually, you know, agree on something for long enough.
I think we'll do it. We'd love to have you make a podcast. We'll have Daniel, like, sign a special insurance waiver or something beforehand.
Don't have him in the kitchen.
I try.
If Dan had his own cooking show, that would be more entertaining.
Cooking with Dan. I like it.
Dan. I like it. In the fire department. Yeah.
Today we're making two French fries. with a gallon of grease. Nice to have you with us. What do you want to finish up with, Claire?
Okay, so for the final song, it is Dave's favorite to play because he was adamant about playing it all over the city. It's Words.
Here again, Clara Kent.
Okay. Well,
blanket on my life. Feels like it's just slipping by. Promises turned into lies. Moments just turned into time. Almighty, please hear me now. No, I won't I hope my intentions are felt. I hope now my vision, my third eye is open. Feeling like I'm chosen, but it's hard to cope when they don't see your focus, yeah. Seems when my focus is here, I forget those who are there. Oh, someone please hear my line. And though I mostly press decline, I guess that's how life be sometimes. But what's growth with no compromise? Ain't nothing but a word, or so I've heard. So I've heard, and then I learned, your word means everything, ain't nothing but a word, yeah, your word means everything, yeah. What's a promise if it ain't kept? Expectations giving me stress, and I ain't trying to settle for less. All these words are missing some steps, yeah. Oh, the irony is a strive to be a fly me. I pull up zoning for a high me until I'm elevated, cause the life I lead got me feeling like I'm on the edge and I'm about to leap off the ledge as I spread my wings. I hope I catch a breeze. Been losing friends with time and got so much on my mind. And ever since my mama died, I lost track on living life. Been stuck in hazy dreams with purple smoke filling up my lungs. Maybe cause I'm feeling numb, I got sharp words slipping off my tongue like razors, bubblegum flavored. Tie these now or laters. People look at me, we major. I'm ready for a celebration. We could wake up a young nation and tell them that's more than slavery. Energize minds, don't be lazy. But money got my people chasing. And meanwhile, history reshaping is slowly evaporating. It don't make sense. Ignorant, so flagrant. Living young, wild, and basic. New wage for that fake. More like new slaves, gold chains, whips. Got three eyes, don't waste it. Gotta elevate to awaken. Cause heed my words, honest and true. You gotta start within you. You gotta start within you. You gotta start within you. Ain't nothing but a word, or so I've heard. And then I learned your word means everything. Mm-hmm. I got God in my lines, I feel. So real, for real. I got God in my lines, I feel. So real, for real. I got God in my lines, I feel. So real. Your word means
words. Did y'all hear me mess up a little bit? That was funny.
I didn't hear you. Nobody heard you mess up but you.
They
but,
did. They were like
Thank y'all.
I felt the laughs. I felt the inner laugh.
I did hear a point where I could tell you were smiling.
I was like
It's tribal fusion, did you say? What's it? Tell me. I got that wrong. Huh?
No, it's about, it was like a mix of their band.
Oh, sorry.
Tribe Eternal. Is
Tribe Eternal,
yeah,
thank you.
It's an artist collective, so I'm one of the members. They're in the band of Tribe Eternal, and there's like, we have like six other artists that are a part of it. Pharaoh Lum, Bilal Abbey, Kev, Mike, Akira, and Cobana.
They're all lovely.
Thank you. You're all lovely. Thanks for being here.